This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Longshore and McKnight. Let's talk a little basketball. What do you say? Chris Stewart is the voice of Alabama basketball, and he joins us here on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Chris, good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, guys. Merry Christmas. I hope y'all are doing well.
We're doing well. Merry Christmas to you. How much, how enjoyable has it been for you learning about this Alabama basketball team as they have really been learning about themselves, Chris?
Yeah, it goes back maybe more than 6 months ago, guys, when you're in situations where you're around Alabama fans, whether you're talking about an alumni event or whether you're talking about just being at the grocery store. And you know what you're anticipating, again, from a football perspective. But when people, the first thing out of their mouths are, man, I can't wait for basketball season. That's pretty special. And to go from that, 6 months to a year ago to now being in a spot where you're seeing why that excitement is there. And no, it's not perfect right now, but it's a really tough, challenging schedule, as you guys know, with a very, very good high-level play from Alabama, but also from the opposition. And the games are good. The games are entertaining. This team is not yet where it needs to be or where it will be as they continue to get healthier and for the young guys learn how to play the game each possession, each night at this level. But you know the upside is so high for this team, and I think they proved with what they did in Tucson the other night against a very, very talented roster that on the nights and in the moments they play well, they can play with anybody in the country.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that game up, Chris. Even though it was a loss for Avery Johnson's team, I think that's a game that's going to come back to pay dividends because of the atmosphere, the level of competition, just the overall package of that game. I think as they get into SEC play and start hitting the road, and heck, I mean, they got a big one with A&M to start things off, which is a really good basketball team. I think that's something that could pay off down the road.
Well, Avery did a great job with the schedule because it's a very challenging one that requires them to be locked in every night. But he also knows he's got a roster that's capable of competing. You know, if you put this schedule together last year or 2 years ago, you're probably getting run out of the gym in a couple of these games so far. And I'm not sure how many you actually would have won, because even the teams that they face that may not have the marquee names like Arizona, and I'm talking about a UT Arlington or a Louisiana Tech, or even the Mercer team that they're going to play next week in Huntsville, those are really good basketball teams that can compete and probably win their league championships either in the regular season or the tournament. And this team wasn't equipped to handle that type of schedule, certainly not night in, night out, in the past 2 years. But he knew what he was going to have talent-wise. He put this schedule together. It does challenge them. It does push them. And wins and losses are obviously the major part of the equation, but they're not all that factors into the NCAA tournament and where you are in terms of getting in, or once you are in, where you're seated. And so they've built a schedule that's given them already a high RPI that if they'll take care of business in these games, they're going to have a chance to be in a wonderful position come March. And Arizona is a prime example of that. You're right. They didn't win the game, but they understood that they competed against a team that is very capable of reaching the Final Four. And they've got things that they can learn from in that regard. But just from the math standpoint, it's a road game against a high RPI team that will help them in terms of the resume when that committee gets in the room here in March.
Chris Stewart from the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Colin Sexton had 30 against Arizona, and, you know, he's going to get his points. I've been impressed with him, even if his shots aren't falling. He's getting to the line. He's going to get his points. What do you think about his upside the rest of the way? Where can his game get better, Chris?
Well, I mean, decision-making. Because he's a guy who is so talented that sometimes he rolls the dice just a little bit more than he should. And I think you saw the team as a whole, not just Colin, but the entire team do a much better job against Arizona in terms of protecting the basketball. So that's one area. Understanding how when he is locked in, he is a tenacious defender. He is a very good defender when he's locked in, but understanding how to do that each possession, I think, is something that will come with just a little bit of time. But also as that outside jumper, which as we've seen can be lethal for the opposition when it's on, as that becomes more consistent, you mix that with what you already referenced, Barry, and his ability to get to the line and get into the lane and draw contact, and if there's not contact and scoring at the basket, he's going to be virtually unstoppable or as close to that as anybody will be at this level. So, you know, again, I think we're seeing that jump shot develop even more. But once that part of his game becomes a little more consistent, he will continue to progress, being not only one of the top freshmen, but simply one of the top players in all of college basketball.
Chris, I want to ask you about the upcoming pre-conference schedule. It's a chance kind of to feature the program. You mentioned coming up on Tuesday, Mercer in Huntsville, and then a week from tomorrow, it's Texas in Birmingham. Boy, the fans around here are going to love that.
Yeah, I thought it was a wonderful idea that Avery had a couple of years ago to take a game right before Christmas and put it where a bigger portion of your fan base happens to be. You know, as you guys know, when the kids aren't in school and you take, you know, 38,000 plus out of Tuscaloosa, that's simply just a small town. And so much of your fan base for Alabama is in Birmingham, Huntsville, Montgomery, Mobile, in those other areas. And it's tough for people to get away during a holiday week to come down. But you take – and so you put that Mercer game in Tuscaloosa, guys, 6 days away from Christmas. That's a game where you're probably fortunate to get 5,000 bodies in the building at Coleman Coliseum. But you take it to the BBC in Huntsville – a building that seats about 7,500 or 8,000, you've made an event out of it. It sells out, and your atmosphere is totally different. And it's the same type deal in Birmingham. Now, this year, I think Alabama-Texas probably puts a really good crowd in Coleman Coliseum, but you put that at the Civic Center in Birmingham, again, with the bigger population base, a little more centralized for a lot of people, whether they're coming from Montgomery or Huntsville. A bigger venue, and again, it's more of an event than just another home game at a time where, you know, maybe you can get people to come on a Friday night to Birmingham rather than Tuscaloosa, and that will, if it's not sold out, it's going to be very, very close to it at capacity at more than 17,000. So I think you'll see this continue if it, you know, based on the numbers, I think you'll see it maybe go some other places around the state. In time, but I think it's a wonderful idea, and these two games are going to, along with what we've already talked about with the pre-conference portion of the schedule, will have this team very well prepared going into league play, and they will have to be, because guys, I think this is the best year for basketball in the Southeastern Conference in quite some time.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I think it's
going to be
There is a lot of talent out there. Now, Chris, Barry and I have already put the bug in Avery's ear, but you might need to remind him it's about time they came back to Montgomery and played Alabama State here in town as they did years ago. That was a big event in the city.
I remember, and it was a great event. Mark brought him there. I think we played Rob Spivey's Alabama State team, and that was a lot of fun. And because of what we were talking about earlier with the numbers game, you know, you play a team on the road, you get extra credit for it, so to speak, with the selection committee. So I can see that being, something that he would consider and probably Mobile, as Alabama has done at times. I think it'd be a lot of fun, and I think those opportunities are ultimately going to be there when you can find an opponent that's a right fit for the circumstances.
Chris Stewart, Crimson Tide Sports Network, down where I live, Chris. A lot of people are interested in Dante Hall from Luverne.
Yeah.
He's really come along, especially lately. Can you comment on that?
I love Dante Hall. First of all, just a joy to be around, a fantastic guy. Bright kid I think I made the statement on air. I know we talked about it afterwards off air, but there were a lot of guys on the floor there in Tucson that are going to play in the NBA one day. And I am fully convinced that Dante Hall is one of those. You know, he went DeAndre Ayton at 7'1", 260 pounds. He looks physically, he's built like Wilt Chamberlain was in his prime, and is able to step out and hit a jump shot. And for a guy like Avery Johnson, who played alongside David Robinson and Tim Duncan, to speak as glowingly as he did of DeAndre Ayton, it tells you just how good that young man was. Well, Dante Hall played that young man toe-to-toe. He did and I know Ayton had 29 and 18, but right. Dante had a great ball game. And his future is so bright. And if this Alabama team does what I think it will do throughout the course of league play and in the postseason, it will be not only with all these young guys we talk about on their roster, but with Dante Hall playing at the highest level, and I think we have seen that he is truly capable of that. It's fun to see because he has grown throughout his career. He's gotten better all the time. Wonderful person, wonderful teammate, and there's nobody that deserves the success he's having more than Dante does.
Man, it's going to be an exciting basketball season, and we certainly look forward to touching base with you throughout this year's regular season and the postseason. I got to think, Chris, man, you are going to be extremely busy over the next couple of weeks with basketball and a little college football playoff going on as well.
Well, the Barry will appreciate this schedule. We play Texas A&M. We play Texas A&M at 5 o'clock on Saturday, December 30th. I will drive to Nashville the next morning so that I can fly to New Orleans on the 31st. We'll play the game on January 1st at 8. I have a 5:45 a.m. flight on Tuesday morning the 2nd to go back to Nashville to do the Bama-Vandy basketball game that night. It's the job this time of year. I'm thankful that there are conflicts. It means we're still playing football. It means I still have a job, and I ain't complaining about any of it.
Like we've always said, my favorite kind of sportscaster is a working sportscaster, Chris. And
absolutely.
That's what you are, for sure. And much kudos to you for doing that without benefit of notes just now. That was impressive.
That's because I've had to go triple-check it about 9 times over just to make sure I am where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be.
Great to hear from you, Chris, as always. Thanks so
you
much
too, guys.
For your time.
Always
Man,
enjoy,
great.
Guys. Y'all have a great Christmas.
You too, buddy. Merry Christmas. Wow, Chris Stewart, great.